I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon, the editor of ETF Trends. Of course, Tom, as you've heard me say this week with Charles Roteblatt and some others, was at the Morningstar Investor Conference last week. So we didn't give you an ETF of the week. We had fun sort of chatting about the ETF industry. And by the way, not only did we chat about the ETF industry here on Money Life, but we did flip things around that I appeared on some video that Tom was doing. If you want to find that and much more, whether it was about the Morningstar Investor Conference or ETFs in general, because ETF Trends does everything ETF, well, it's ETFtrends.com. You can also follow Tom on Twitter. He is at Tom Lydon. And of course, the site is at ETF Trends. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck, and talk about two guys that have faces for podcasts. This is it.
That's exactly right. Our ETF of the week is
the iShares U.S. Healthcare Providers ETF, ticker symbol IHF.
IHF, it's the iShares U.S. Healthcare Providers ETF. Interesting pick in light of a little Supreme Court decision, but also interesting in that there are plenty of good healthcare funds out there. So why is this the ETF of the week?
Well, you point out two things. Number one, yes, the Supreme Court just this past week backed the Affordable Care Act, fondly known as Obamacare, and hospitals will continue to reap the rewards of a growing client base. So there's not going to be a skip in the step. We're going to see, I think the numbers say, 20 million customers are expected to gain coverage under Obamacare as time moves forward. Who's going to benefit from that? It's going to be the healthcare provider. So as you point out, Chuck, there are a whole lot of different healthcare mutual funds and healthcare-related ETFs, but this is specific to insurance companies. And as we all know from watching the news on a regular basis too, it seems that there's an M&A trend that's going on in this space as some of the larger fish are gobbling up some of the smaller fish. And when that happens, the constituents within this index, actually who are the ones that are being eaten, are eaten at a premium price. So a bigger company like an Anthem or Cigna will come in and buy a smaller company. They're going to pay a premium for that, and that's reflected in the stock price. So, in fact, the value of the underlying shares go up, and hopefully the ETF goes up as well. So it's a unique way where you can point out that here's another ETF that has the representation of a very thinly sliced sector of the marketplace. But this area has gotten a lot of news lately, and I think from most cases, especially with this recent Supreme Court ruling, it's going to continue to probably trend in the right direction.
That said, let's ask two questions here. One, if somebody already has a healthcare fund, you know, I've got folks in my audience who I know are big fans of, say, the Vanguard healthcare fund, something along those lines. This is not something where you say it's so different that I need to have two of. And if somebody doesn't have a healthcare fund, well, they already have some of these stocks. So where do they take the money from to make sure they're not getting too much overlap?
Right. So for the average investor, you maybe don't even have a diversified healthcare fund. You probably have healthcare stocks within the mutual funds that you own or within the ETFs that you own. In most diversified portfolios, I think we would say that would be the case. So for the average investor, we're not saying go out and buy the U.S. healthcare providers ETF because of all these things that are going on. However, Chuck, as you and I know, there's some pretty smart investors and advisors who are seeing the benefits of some of these thinly sliced sector ETFs and can maybe through trend following or short-term timing, rebalance and overweight and underweight portfolios to take advantage of these situations. That's one case. The other thing is we are all looking at financial radio, TV on a regular basis, and when you see some of these M&A occurrences, naturally the greedies take over and you say, geez, I want to buy some of these individual stocks. Well, rather than doing that, maybe take the lesser version of the greedies and say, hey, if there's a certain type of stock that you like, or if you happen to see some activities in a sector, rather than putting all your eggs in one basket as far as the potential of one stock buying another or one being bought out, pick a sector and consider that being your stock picking jollies. And we haven't really talked much about this before, but I think with so many different ETFs that are out there, and we know that some people want to get their stock picking jollies satisfied, mm-hmm. this might be a way to consider it.
And 200-day moving average play?
Absolutely, because it is so specific. But I tell you, I'm looking at a chart of this ETF right now, and it's been such a nice, slow, steady rise. Talk about the trend is your friend. It really is a good-looking chart. And it's not too far above its moving average. So, again, great trend-following opportunity here. Be sure to, if you do buy it, sell it when it goes below its trend line. But I think with Obamacare and the recent rulings, this trend should be in place for a while.
Well, it's an interesting pick. And again, if you don't have a healthcare fund, a little tilt, maybe some of your fund money, your stock jollies, as Tom was saying, that's a good place to look, is the iShares U.S. Healthcare Providers ETF. It's ticker symbol IHF. It is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, is editor at ETF Trends. And if you want more information, you're going to go to ETFTrends.com. You're going to follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom, it's always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, you can follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But we've just gotten off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. Up next, it's our big interview. You do not want to miss it as Money Life rolls on right after these messages.